You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Very big show we have for you today. We'll be joined a little bit later by Savannah Hernandez. We got lots of videos to show you. We'll be taking your calls all throughout the show today. But first, I want to go to this video. It is the latest by Greg Reese, Goddess Diana Rituals and the Death of Anne Heche. Let's watch.
Celia Farber points out how the mass media tradition of obsessing over the deaths of celebrities has been absent since 2021 as a clear tactic to deflect mass death by COVID shots. And the death of Anne Heche marks a return to this mainstream media tradition. And the whole story is very strange. Just before the crash, Heche visited the Glass Hair Design Salon in Venice and purchased a red wig, where she posed for a picture with the salon's owner, who did not notice her to be impaired in any way. Minutes later, Heche crashed into an apartment complex, where residents tried helping her out of the vehicle before the car was put in reverse and sped off. Videos then show her car recklessly speeding down a residential street and nearly hitting a pedestrian. She then hits a car before finally crashing the Mini Cooper into a house, where it bursts into flames. But this is where the story gets really strange. While being carried to the ambulance, we see that her legs are secured, and she is covered in what looks like a cloth body bag. We are told that she couldn't breathe, and yet they covered her face. And the reason these details were noticed is because we see her become fully conscious while frantically trying to escape the body bag and leg straps. Nothing was reported about this, and Heche's former boyfriend said that Anne was stable and expected to pull through. But then we are told she is in a coma, and then we are told that while her heart is still beating, she's legally dead, according to California law. But she will be kept on life support for possible organ donation. And then, right in the middle of the ancient three-day festival to honor the goddess Diana, known as Nemoralia, they pull the plug on Anne Heche and let her die. This is quite similar to what happened in Paris 25 years ago on the satanic inverted Nemoralia, August 31st, when Princess Diana was looked after as she bled to death in a tunnel dedicated to the goddess Diana. Many believe that Princess Diana was about to expose the royal family, and Anne Heche, who recently starred in a movie exposing chemtrails, was currently promoting her most recent film that was exposing the horrors of child sex trafficking. Child sex trafficking, along with all human trafficking, is the biggest business in the world. The slavery business is at an all-time high, and the thugs who run it are known for their satanic rituals. Ritual murders have always been, at a base level, a form of crowd control. The Anne Heche story has caused many to look back into the mysterious death of Michael Hastings. Journalist Michael Hastings had just published a story for Rolling Stone that resulted in the resignation of commander of U.S. forces in Afghanistan, and was working on a story of CIA director John Brennan. The day before he died, Hastings emailed friends to warn them that the feds were interviewing his close friends and associates, and told them he was onto a big story and needed to go off the radar for a bit. Early the next morning, Hastings' silver Mercedes hit a palm tree and exploded, somehow launching the engine block 60 yards away from the car. Former counterterrorism czar Richard Clark told the Huffington Post that Hastings' crash was consistent with a car cyber attack, and that intelligence agencies for major powers are able to remotely seize control of a person's vehicle. He added that if there was a cyber attack on Hastings' car, whoever did it would probably get away with it. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Folks, band.video and infowars.com, are the only places to get reports like this from the one and only Greg Reese. Share those links, folks. Spread the word. We rely on you to be our voice. We're silenced by big tech.
So many people over the years have walked up to me randomly on the street and said, super male vitality is incredible. Why does it work so well? And the answer is very simple. It takes from Chinese medicine and other ancient traditions, known herbal compounds that boost libido, stamina, and energy, and it comes from cold-pressed herbs, so they're not boiling or heating up the herbs that are known to have these natural effects. It's cold-pressed. It's been sold out for 8 months or more. It's finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off Super Male Vitality. And it goes great with X2, which is also 25% off. But if you get both these products together, they're 40% off in a combo at InfoWarsStore.com. So X2 and Super Male Vitality, 40% off together or 25% off individually at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. Try it today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the program. This is The American Journal. Find and share these links on band.video and InfoWars.com. We have a pretty big show for you today. We're going to have Savannah Hernandez on. We're going to watch at least a few clips from the absolute bombshell whistleblower interview that she was able to obtain from one of the agents employed in trafficking migrant children to unknown and unidentified individuals around the country. One of the most jaw-dropping and horrific videos I maybe have ever seen. We know a lot of the singular data points. We know they're putting kids on planes to other states. We know that they're so overwhelmed that the vetting process comes second to just getting the kids out the door. But to hear somebody who's actually involved explain what it's like behind the scenes, creepy beyond description. So stay tuned for that, and we'll show you those videos and some choice clips from those. Well, of course, we're talking about politics and COVID-19 and crime and the abysmal failure for progressive politics to do anything except for make everything worse. It's almost like it's intentional. We'll take your phone calls throughout the show today. I didn't take any phone calls yesterday, so we'll make up for that today and open up the phone lines nice and early. But let's begin today, as we do every day, with our daily dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your daily dispatch for Wednesday, the 16th of August, 2022. Trump critic Liz Cheney falls in U.S. primary. Murkowski survives. The Cheneys have fallen. U.S. Representative Liz Cheney, a fierce Republican critic of Donald Trump, who's played a prominent role in the congressional probe of the January 6th assault on the Capitol, lost to Trump-backed primary challenger in Wyoming on Tuesday. Which, honestly, Trump's going to forget Mar-a-Lago. He needs a bigger house because he needs a bigger trophy room for all of the stuffed corpses of his political opponents and their entire dynasties. He's got another head to mount on his wall, I guess you could say. So how many is that now? Clinton's? Bush's? McCain's? And now the Cheney's? Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing stuff. Of course, Liz Cheney is delusional. Oh, we actually have the noise. Liz Cheney is hilariously trying to parlay this into a run for the presidency, which is just hysterical. And again, we're just at these crossroads where I just wish liberals could think for themselves. I don't even need them to agree with me necessarily. I just wish they had a singular internal thought that they can go with. Because they used to despise the Cheneys. They used to despise the Bushes and the McCains. They recognized that these people were warmongering, elite, blue-blood psychopaths that deserve nothing but the fires of hell. And somehow they're celebrating Liz Cheney and would probably vote for her for president. There's so many things we could come together on. We on this side, we just believe certain things, like the Cheneys are bad, the Bushes are bad, the McCains are bad. And that doesn't change. With the other side, it's just whichever way the wind is blowing on that particular day, whichever way the media tells them to feel, they feel. And it's a bummer because there's a lot of times we could come together and celebrate a victory of the people versus the establishment. But in these particular times, the liberals are too busy trying to fit entire boots in their mouths to actually stand up for the establishment they used to fight against. Checking in on the elder Cheney, it looks like this particular battle has caused him to go full ogre. He is full on ogre mode now, just looking like what he is. I was talking to this with our editor Reese yesterday, because in that video that he did where he calls Bob Chapek, I think that's the guy's name, the CEO of Disney, he calls him Baron Harkonnen, like the bad guy from Dune. And there's something metaphysical about evil. There's a reason that bad guys in old stories look the way that they do and are depicted in the way that they are. There's something real about it. There's something like deep inside of us that recognizes when somebody looks like an ogre and acts like an ogre, they might be an ogre. When somebody has the physiognomy of a gremlin, maybe you should think twice before trusting him too much. And it's just seems like it's the case with all these guys, that the older they get, the more themselves they become. And by the end of their lives, they look like the Emperor from Star Wars. They're melting goblin vampires. And we just want to thank God for giving us the visual to let us, like X-ray vision, we can peer inside and see the physical embodiment of their soul. And it's wonderful to see that the Cheneys maybe can just leave us alone now. Maybe they can just go away and leave us alone until they get the summons for the war crime hearings, and then they can come back into public life. That would be a great way for the future to unfold. We'll see. Meanwhile, a report recently came out. 44% of pregnant women in Pfizer trial lost their babies. That's right. Nearly half of the women who tested the Pfizer jab experienced miscarriages. Pretty incredible. Out of 50 pregnant women, 22 of them lost their babies, according to analysis of the documents. In a January court ruling, U.S. District Judge Mark Pittman of the Northern District of Texas ordered the FDA to release around 12,000 documents immediately, and then 55,000 pages a month until all documents were released, totaling more than 300,000 pages. And now the nonprofit group Public Health and Medical Professionals for Transparency sued the FDA last September when they refused to release this information. Finally, the information is starting to come out, and we're learning that it's just as bad as we ever thought it was, if not worse. Nearly half the women miscarrying after taking the Pfizer shot during the trials, and then they approved it and insisted that pregnant women get it as if it was a matter of life and death. So that's mass murder, and we should treat it like such. And that's the headline that's been going viral today. Massacre. Nearly half the pregnant women suffered miscarriages. Pretty incredible. Another story here, this one from the Post-Millennial. 84 victims of child sex trafficking, 37 missing children have been found. At the beginning of August, the FBI launched Operation Cross Country 12, a nationwide search for perpetrators and victims of sex trafficking. It was revealed the youngest victim was only 11 years old. On Monday, the results of the operation were revealed via news release. According to the FBI, 84 minor victims of child sex trafficking and child exploitation offenses were located, along with 37 actively missing children and 141 adult victims of human trafficking. In addition, 85 people suspected of child sexual exploitation and human trafficking offenses were identified or arrested. As the FBI explained, suspects will be subject to additional investigation before charges will be laid against them. Is this the FBI desperately trying to make itself seem useful? Sure, we're being used as the enforcement arm of the Democratic Party, and we're raiding the private residence of former presidents in an attempt to fabricate some sort of charges against them. But hey, we also wrapped up all those child sexual predators that we've known about forever. So, you know, we're the good guys, actually. Can you imagine? Can you imagine if the media treated this actual crisis with the same hysterical importance that they give to going after Oath Keepers and Proud Boys? Can you imagine if they actually turned their ire and actually made the American people aware of the fact that there are still, even after these giant raids, still just hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of children locked in basements being used like sex slaves in this country? Wouldn't it be great if the media actually focused on things that were actually happening rather than fabricating fake threats to get everybody into a state of fear to enslave them? Wouldn't it be nice if we had a normal country where this type of stuff didn't happen? We don't, though. We have a type of country where biological males attempt to join Alabama sororities and then gets media complaining that he's not allowed to join the sorority. You're a man, and sororities are for women. I hope we've cleared this up. I hope we've solved this difficult problem.
Alex Jones expanded his broadcast by selling a line of products focused on healing from the toxic world of a corrupt system, which has allowed InfoWars to remain a free public broadcast to combat the dangerous lies of the mainstream media.
Alex Jones is patient zero for alternative facts.
Do you understand what I have said?
Yes, I believe what I said was true.
Yes, you believe everything you say is true, but it isn't. Your beliefs do not make something true. That is what we're doing here.
There's going to be a large set of plaintiffs who are going to be dividing up the corpse of InfoWars in the bankruptcy estate.
The InfoWars audience has mobilized and awakened the world to the threat that is globalism. And with your continued support, we will keep going. Join us now and support the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, if millions of people get this book, our funding problems will be over, and it's starting to happen. That's why I said, yeah, go to InfoWarsStore.com, get the book, and start shipping in a couple weeks, The Great Reset and the War for the World. But I said go to Amazon because it's the number one book chart in the world, and if it goes to number one, not of political, not of history, not of U.S. history, it's already number one over 40 categories, like political science, you name it. 40-plus categories is number one. Ladies and gentlemen, drum roll, please. Of books in the world, The Great Reset and the War for the World is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We are now number 9 in the world. Woo! This is major. This is political. This could fund our war chest. Just go to Amazon.com, everybody, and buy 10 copies. Send this blueprint to the Death Star and the New World Order, because you read this, you know their whole plan how to stop them. Get The Great Reset, The War for the World now. It's going to go to number one. What do you make of that?
I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a T-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much. Sold out for more than 6 months, our number one bestseller is now back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the minerals, all the vitamins, all the key amino acids to turbocharge your immune system and make your body as healthy as it can possibly be. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our best-selling product because people love it. We first launched it 4 years ago. I was like, okay, it's another item. It's high-quality vitamins, minerals. Okay, great. People love it because it tastes great and they see the results. And it funds the InfoWar. So sold out for more than 6 months, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is now back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off, because I want you to experience it. I want you to get it. I want to move it out the door and hopefully get more in the future. But who knows, supply chain breakdowns, it may not happen. So get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com today and keep InfoWars on the air. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to open up the phone calls nice and early today. I'll go ahead and open up the phone lines right now. Number to dial is 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-2539. You can give us a call about anything that you want. I'd love to hear about what we can do in our everyday lives to fight back against this stuff, other than just spreading awareness and, you know, talking about it and making people aware. Any ideas you have, anything that you're involved in, especially if you have a group or an organization. I know one of our regular callers, Sean from California, always has something that he's involved in, wants to make people aware. We're doing a rally on this day for this cause. Anything, any rallies that you have, any protests coming up, give us a call here at American Journal, because we would love to bring attention to your cause and hopefully get some fellow info warriors from your area to be involved and gain awareness of what's going on around them. Really want to start using the power of InfoWars and this platform to make the difference that we can, since we, even without actively attempting, we in a large way, you know, sway a lot of the conversation in this country. Wouldn't it be nice to put this information into formation, I guess you could say, and issue marching orders. So give us a call if there's anything that you think we or your fellow info warriors out there need to be aware of. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today. We're going to do a long study into a collection of leftist causes. We're going to look at it very scientifically. We're going to trust the science today. We're going to put on our lab coats. We're going to accept our check from the pharma companies, and we're going to look at this in a scientific fashion. We're going to go, here's what it was before, here's the intervention that was taken by the leftists, and here's where we've arrived. I think you'll find that without exception, everything gets infinitely worse. The problems they're trying to solve don't get any better and usually get worse, and a whole host of other problems crop up in their wake. And everything they do is fake, and they're all grifting, and it's ubiquitous, and it's incredible, and the evidence is overwhelming and quite scientific. So we'll get into that. Talk a little bit about the war in Russia as well, or in Ukraine with Russia as well. Migration will be a big topic today, as well as we'll show the behind-the-scenes footage. Just human trafficking in general, big part of today's show. Big part of the economy, it turns out. And we'll show you some pretty stunning clips that reveal the depth and breadth of this most horrific of problems, and how, again, just like every other issue when it comes to Black Lives Matter and crime, or Me Too and women empowerment, or, you know, American involvement in Ukraine and the ensuing war, yet again, it's something that the federal government and the powers that be, who have been entrusted with massive responsibility and privileges in order to carry out, you know, protecting the American people. Now, these people are not just not helping the problem, they're actively participating in the criminal aspects of human trafficking. It's absolutely wild. And we're going to expose it all, because that's the first step in destroying this sick network that we find ourselves surrounded by. But at least one kingpin of this network has fallen. It's Liz Cheney. She was ousted from her congressional seat yesterday. She's still there for the remainder of this term, but she will not be returning to the congressional office come November 2022. U.S. Representative Liz Cheney, a fierce Republican critic of Donald Trump, who's played a prominent role in the congressional probe of January 6th assault on the Capitol, lost to Trump-backed primary challenger in Wyoming on Tuesday. However, Senator Lisa Murkowski, another Republican who has defied the former president, cleared a hurdle in Alaska. She was set to face Trump-endorsed challenger Kelly Shibaka in the November 8th congressional election as the two candidates advance in that state's nonpartisan primary. Cheney's defeat by Trump-endorsed Harriet Hageman marks a significant victory for the former president in his campaign to oust Republicans who backed impeaching him after a mob of his supporters stormed the Capitol building last year. In conceding the race, Cheney says she was not willing to go along with President Trump's lie about the 2020 election to win a primary. And there's so much to say about this, but do we even need to? The point is that the Cheneys, the Bushes, the McCains, the Pelosis, the Careys, these are blue blood, neo-noble families that use their participation with and activities in the military-industrial complex and the spy state to keep the American people in the false illusion of the two-party system. Donald Trump has shattered that illusion, and now all of these people are simply roadkill in his path. So that's partly due to Trump, but it's mostly due to the American people waking up to these scumbags and ousting them from office. So go kick rocks, Liz Cheney. Go jump in a river. We all despise you. It has nothing to do with Trump other than he was the litmus test that proved who you really were. Let's listen to her delusional ranting after having lost horrifically by, you know, two times. Her opponent got two times as many votes as she did. And let's see the, you know, gracious conceding of defeat that Liz Cheney put on display yesterday.
The great and original champion of our party, Abraham Lincoln, was defeated in elections for the Senate and the House before he won the most important election of all. Lincoln ultimately prevailed. He saved our Union. And he defined our obligation as Americans for all of history. Speaking at Gettysburg of the great task remaining before us, Lincoln said that we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, and for the people shall not perish from this earth. As we meet here tonight, that remains our greatest and most important task. Most of world history is a story of violent conflict, of servitude and suffering.
Wow, you suck. How about this? I lost. I'm sorry. I'll go away forever now. Yeah. Shut up. Go away and shut up. We hate you. That would be a much more successful speech, I think. Comparing herself to Abraham Lincoln. Just the height of hubris. Just, it is, it's great to know that there are so many people waking up, and that really is what it is. And I love, you know, I'm just reading the Reawaken America tour. I feel like so much of what we do here really just boils down to the feeling of sitting in a hospital room next to a coma patient, just going, wake up. Just please wake up. Just won't you wake up? Please, for the love of God, America. If you don't wake up, you're gonna die. And I mean, that's really how it feels sometimes, doesn't it? Just shaking the asleep corpse of America.
And I could say this to the listeners out there. I mean, this is a true story. Very early on, before the lockdowns, before the quarantines, before the mandates, just when we were beginning to hear that a potential lockdown may happen, I scheduled a meeting with a governor of a conservative state. And I was there in the meeting, and I was surrounded by other people that really are respected as well, you know, that were well-known folks. And I let them know, hey, the models that said that 2.2 million Americans would die from COVID-19, those models are false. Mm. The treatments for COVID-19, those are real. They're on the website right now, the NIH website, hydroxychloroquine. This is before the lockdowns. The models that said that 2.2 million Americans would die, those are false. They're funded by Bill Gates. The Abdul Latif Jameel Institute is who's putting out these models. Neil Ferguson's bogus. The treatments are real. The PCR, the polymerase chain reaction test that they're going to use to perpetuate this false pandemic, those were created by Carrie Mullis, who has said on camera that the PCR tests are falsely calibrated. And I presented evidence. I had links. I had video. I had it all there. And to watch the, with the look of indifference and the look of acceptance into the, in the eyes of a conservative governor, I thought, well, I'll go meet with the lieutenant governor.
Right.
And I was told by a lieutenant governor, quote unquote, I don't get political, Clay.
The governor, of course, the governor.
I'm like, well, you're the lieutenant governor. So then I go and I'm like, I'm going to meet the attorney general. So I go to the attorney general's living room. I'm meeting with the attorney general, surrounded by doctors. And the attorney general's like, you know, I know you got the patents and I know you got the facts and I know you've got the citations and the video, but he gets out a piece of paper and he draws me these circles. I'm not kidding. He draws me these circles. And he says, Clay, over here, this is the truth. And over here, this is what people can handle. Whoa. And I just can't get out of the intersection of those two circles. I'm like, what am I talking to Mr. Miyagi here? Unbelievable. So what we're going to do today is we're going to try to drop 15 knowledge bombs that I know your listeners can handle. And I think that I'm trying to give people tools to wake up your family and friends. So that the theme of today's show is 15 tools that you can use to wake up your family and friends.
So what are these? And these are, of course, they tie into the Great Reset that we've been talking about the whole time. COVID is a linchpin of this. The central bank currencies is central to this. But really, their greatest victory is that look you just described. When you can tell the truth to somebody and their eyes glaze over and they decide it's better to conform to the lie than to follow the truth, that is the greatest victory Klaus Schwab could ever get, because that ensures the victory of everything else. So tell us, what are these 15 points to counteract the Great Reset?
Point number one, I want everyone to look this up, write it down. It's Executive Order 14067, which I know you've covered, but it's Executive 14067. And specifically, folks, we need to go to Section 4. So someone says, how do I find this? Great question. What you do is just do a Google search or DuckDuckGo, Executive Order 14067. So sit down with your family and friends today and have them type in Executive Order 14067. Okay. And now that they've done that, now what we need to do is we need to read it. And specifically, if you read Section 4, you're going to see that Biden, beginning on December 13th of 2022, has a plan to begin removing money or the fiat currency system that we've known since 1972. So 8 years before my birth, America's transitioned over to this system. In 1971, Richard Nixon, per the recommendation of Henry Kissinger, got us off of the gold standard. And everybody out there needs to know this. So Executive Order 14067 goes into effect on December 13th of 2022. And I have a brief sound clip I want to play that sort of demonstrates the profundity of this. This comes to us via Joe Rogan. So listen to this, folks. Backing it up here. Here we go.
Do you feel like you're sounding the alarm?
Yes.
For people that don't understand what the f*** is going on.
So, here, I'll put it up for you here, yeah? So there's the video.
Yeah.
I don't know if your camera can see that, but...
No.
There's the video. There's him speaking about it.
The G7 is launching a set of public policy principles for retail...
Now, this is the Chancellor Rishi Sunak of the Parliament explaining this. Listen to this.
Yeah, I'll put it up for you here, yeah? So there's the video.
Yeah.
I don't know if your camera can see that, but...
No.
There's the video. There's him speaking about it.
The G7 is launching a set of public policy principles for retail central bank digital currencies, CBDCs. Central bank digital currencies could be a digital version of money, a bit like a digital banknote that could be used alongside physical notes and coins. Unlike most of the digital money people use daily today, it would be issued directly by a central bank, like the Bank of England in the UK.
Right, so that's the guy who runs our economy in the UK. His name's the Chancellor of the Exchequer. And here is the article. Bank of England tells ministers to intervene on digital currency programming, yeah? And here's a quote from the article. This is in the Telegraph, the one he pulled up, okay. But it was behind a paywall, so I'll just read the quote. Digital cash could be programmed to ensure it is only spent on essentials or goods which an employer or government deems to be sensible.
Holy
there it is. So yep. Right now, I'm just telling you, a lot of people say, you know, a lot of people in the deep state say, I don't want to hear Alex Jones. A lot of people in the deep state, the mainstream media say, I don't want to hear Alex Jones. So, you know, in a capitalist society, you could just turn off the show. However, on this deep state controlled Luciferian globalist agenda society, they would just make it impossible for us to buy or sell. So they would say, hey, you know what? If you listen to the Alex Jones show, or you produce the Alex Jones show, or the InfoWars program, we're going to go ahead and let you guys just Say whatever you want. They can open up freedom of speech. We could say whatever we want to say on Twitter. We could say it on YouTube. We could say it on Google. We could say it on mainstream media. They would just say the only repercussion of this is you can no longer buy or sell.
Right.
And so everybody needs to know about Executive Order 14067. So if you're listening today and you want to wake up your friends and family, go Google it and show your mom or dad or cousin or sister or neighbor and say, hey, what's going on with Executive Order 14067? And I also encourage people before the break, go to timetofreeamerica.com, timetofreeamerica.com. And when you go there, you can see that these Reawaken America tour events that we're doing with Eric Trump and General Flynn and Cash Patel and Owen Schroyer and Alex Jones and people in the fight. You can get those tickets, and we want everyone to be able to attend these. So you can name your price. We're going to Washington/Idaho in September. In October, we're going to Pennsylvania, and you can request those tickets at timetofreeamerica.com, timetofreeamerica.com. And again, you can name your price, but if you use promo code InfoWars, we do give you a discount off of VIP tickets where you can meet a lot of the speakers, and we give you free access to the meet and greet event because we want to get the Patriots connected here.
And that's what it's all about. And I think even just that, even just being in a atmosphere surrounded by that energy will be uplifting and people will enjoy it. I mean, it'll be a good time you're having, but you're also saving the world while you do it. If you've ever been to a protest on one side or the other, you know that the left, when they gather together, it's this angry, frenetic, like, anxious energy. When patriots get together, especially Christians, come together to, it's a celebration. It's really uplifting. It's really incredible. And it helps us connect to one another and, you know, reinvigorate ourselves for this fight that we're in, because it really is a fight. And we're going to talk about how we're going to fight back on this, how we're going to reawaken and perform the Great Awakening in contradiction to the Great Reset on the other side with Clay Clark. Twitter is at the Clay Clark. Website, thrivetimeshow.com. You can find these clips at band.video where he goes in depth on some of the topics that we're just sort of briefly discussing here. But we'll be back on the other side to talk about more.
We brought the game-changing product, previously only available to major oil companies around the world, to the civilian market 2 years ago, the BioPros, for septic tanks, for porta potties, for RVs, for your drains, your boats. It goes on and on. It'll eat the oil off of your driveway if you just add water. But it's been so successful now, we're selling it to major RV parks, pig farms, you name it, because this stuff will eat anything that is organic. And it's exclusively available at thebiopros.com and now InfoWarsStore.com. We sold out of this for almost a year, but we made a major purchase, and it is now in stock for whatever your need is at InfoWarsStore.com. You'll also find instructional videos and more information at InfoWarsStore.com or thebiopros.com. Made in America, powered by God's great creation. It is amazing, and it funds the InfoWar.
So many people over the years have walked up to me randomly on the street and said, super male vitality is incredible. Why does it work so well? And the answer is very simple. It takes from Chinese medicine and other ancient traditions, known herbal compounds that boost libido, stamina, and energy, and it comes from cold pressed herbs, so they're not boiling or heating up the herbs that are known to have these natural effects. It's cold pressed. It's been sold out for 8 months or more. It's finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off Super Male Vitality. And it goes great with X2, which is also 25% off. But if you get both these products together, they're 40% off in a combo at InfoWarsStore.com. So X2 and Super Male Vitality, 40% off together or 25% off individually at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. Try it today. Ladies and gentlemen, if millions of people get this book, our funding problems will be over, and it's starting to happen. That's why I said, yeah, go to InfoWarsStore.com, get the book, and start shipping in a couple of weeks, The Great Reset and the War for the World. But I said, go to Amazon, because it's the number one book chart in the world. And if it goes to number one, not of political, not of history, not of U.S. history, it's already number one over 40 categories, like political science, you name it. 40 plus categories, it's number one. Ladies and gentlemen, drum roll please. Of books in the world, The Great Reset and the War for the World is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We are now number 9 in the world. Woo! This is major. This is political. This could fund our war chest. Just go to Amazon.com, everybody, and buy 10 copies. Send this blueprint to the Death Star and the New World Order, because you read this, you know their whole plan, how to stop them. Hit the Great Reset, the War of the World now. It's going to go to number one. What do you make of that?
Experience the next level in high-powered energy nootropics with our latest BrainForce offering, BrainForce Ultra. Now it is easier than ever to take in the new liquid form with 8 beneficial super ingredients. BrainForce Ultra is the result of years of enhanced formulation. Free of toxic additives, each ingredient is specifically selected for its many key properties. Some of the proprietary super ingredients behind BrainForce Ultra include guarana seed, which is loaded with energy compounds and antioxidants that have been used by Amazonian tribes for centuries. Alpha GPC, a natural compound found in the brain that delivers an essential nutrient, choline. And ginkgo leaf, which is also known for its exceptional antioxidant content. This product is more than twice the servings of our BrainForce Plus as well, so you know it's packed full of the good stuff. Destroy that brain fog today and secure your bottle of BrainForce Ultra before it is completely sold out at InfoWarsStore.com. You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My guest is Clay Clark at The Clay Clark on Twitter, ThriveTimeShow.com, TimeToFreeAmerica.com, and of course you can find the Thrive Time Show on band.video. The latest episode, it's a two-parter actually, about Executive Order 14067, that is the digital bank, digital central bank currency. That will really be the enforcement mechanism of the Great Reset. And like Alex said during the commercial break there, this is the plans of the Death Star. This is, you need to understand how your enemy's weapon works so that you can disable and destroy and protect yourself from it. And that's what Clay Clark is doing with his Reawaken America tour, bringing Americans together and informing them about how we fight back. The 15 points to defeat the Great Reset, Clay, we just we dipped our toe in the water. Let's dive right in.
And by the way, this is Carter to my right here. Now, Carter, when anyone goes to TimeToFreeAmerica.com to request a ticket, you know, we let people name their price, and so you get stuck with me or Carter when you request a ticket. So you'll probably be talking to Carter, and Carter's the one you want to talk to. You don't want to talk to me. So this next point here is that the FBI, I was interviewing Eric Trump, and you probably remember this, Carter. I was doing an interview with Don A. Clement, Kim Clement, the late great prophet, his daughter, and Eric Trump. As I'm doing the interview, they're raiding Eric Trump's, or they're raiding Donald J. Trump's home in Mar-a-Lago.
Right.
And I just want to play this audio because this audio is so incredible. Listen to this, folks. This is just coverage of the judge that ordered the FBI raid of Mar-a-Lago. Listen to this audio.
Reinhart, who you see.
Back it up. Here we go.
Today, we're also finding out that the judge that signed the warrant for this unprecedented, very dangerous, politically partisan raid was also the lawyer for Jeffrey Epstein and his associates.
Carter, have you heard that before?
I heard that a couple days ago, and what a shocker.
Unbelievable. Now, folks, if you say, I can't believe it, come on, man. You're making this up. Just look it up right now. Just type in, judge who okayed Mar-a-Lago raid. Obama donor once linked to Jeffrey Epstein. So you just search it in Google or DuckDuckGo. Judge who okayed Mar-a-Lago raid and type in New York Post and you'll find it right there. So, whoa! Okay. Now, update number 3. I'm trying to give you tools to wake up your friends and family. I mean, Carter, that's gotta wake up somebody.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, there's no partisan interest there.
Okay, now the third here. Now, Carter, this is, Prince Charles, who, to my knowledge, he's not on the Reawaken America tour. We want to have Yuval Noah Harari and Klaus Schwab and Prince Charles. We'd love to have them on the tour so they could answer questions from our great guests or from our, you know, listeners out there. I mean, so many of the InfoWars community folks show up at the Reawaken America tour. I'm sure they would have great questions for Prince Charles about the Great Reset, but this is Prince Charles speaking, describing the Great Reset on November 1st of 2021. Listen to this. Here we go. And
we have to reduce emissions urgently and take action to tackle the carbon already in the atmosphere. As we tackle this crisis, our efforts cannot be a series of independent initiatives running in parallel. The scale and scope of the threat we face call for a global systems-level solution based on radically transforming our current fossil fuel-based economy to one that is genuinely renewable and sustainable. We know this will take trillions, not billions of dollars.
Trillions!
We also know that countries, many of whom are burdened by growing levels of debt, simply cannot afford to go green. Here we need a vast military-style campaign to marshal the strength of the global private sector.
Military-style campaign.
With trillions at his disposal.
Who's he talking about, Carter? He says with trillions at his disposal.
That is a fantastic question that I don't have the answer to, unfortunately.
And Clay, I don't know if you saw this story. We covered this earlier today on the program, and it has to do with the England and Prince Charles. These are the types of plans they're talking about enacting. Scotland just cut down 14 million trees to make way for wind turbines. And they're finally asking the question, after 4 years of doing this, they're saying, does it really make sense to burn imported wood? So they're cutting down forests in Louisiana to ship to England to burn for fuel, and they're calling this carbon neutral. So not only are they talking about trillions of dollars and a warlike effort to do this, the plans they have make no sense at all and make everything worse. I mean, it's wild.
Now, this right here is the next clip. I'm just trying to give you ways to wake up your friends and family. I'm trying to give you very disturbing things to listen to. Okay, this guy's name is Yuval Noah Harari, and Yuval Noah Harari keeps talking about the ark. Now, as I'm pulling up this sound clip, I want everybody to take a moment, okay, and I want you to type into Google or DuckDuckGo, type in Anthropocene. You say, how does this all end? What's their plan? Type in Anthropocene, A-N-T-H-R-O, so Anthropocene, World Economic Forum, Anthropocene. Carter, have you spent a lot of time thinking about the Anthropocene?
You've mentioned it a couple times, but I could always use a refresher.
Okay, I'm working on a song right now. It's called Anthropocene. Talking about that crazy Anthropocene.
I think Rhymes
Hey, I'm talking about that Anthropocene. We're all going to be dead except for the elites. The Anthropocene. Okay, still working on it. I got to get a chorus and a verse and harmony and melody, the whole thing. I'm still working on it. It's very basic right now. But it's called the Anthropocene. And this is the period of time that Yuval Noah Harari wants to take us into. He says, hey, listen, I want to take you into the Anthropocene. This is the new period of time. This is the top advisor for Klaus Schwab, okay? And this is Yuval Noah Harari explaining the Anthropocene to some poor reporter who dared to ask him about it. Listen to this.
You have a small elite that pushes things in its own interests, even if it doesn't benefit the vast majority of the population. This has happened so many times previously in history, and it's probably going to happen again. One of the biggest dangers to the planet today is this technological utopia, because probably for the elite, it will work. If bad comes to worse, then when the flood comes, the scientists will build a Noah's Ark for the elite, leaving the rest to drown.
Are you hearing this? This homeboy wants to do a reverse Noah's Ark. So just so we're on the same page, okay? They're wanting to build a seed vault right now, and Bill Gates, by the way, is the one controlling the seed vault. Bill Gates and the Rockefeller Foundation, okay? It's called the Svalbard Seed Vault. Seed Vault. Look it up, folks. Seed Vault. Okay? Svalbard. S-V-A-L-B-A-R-D. Svalbard Seed Vault. Global Seed Vault. And they're saying they have to build this seed vault because most humans and vegetation will not survive the Anthropocene. And there's a documentary called The Anthropocene, and if you're looking for a bad time, watch The Anthropocene. There was that one movie that came out back in the day called All Is Lost. It's a movie about some guy who gets lost at sea and he ends up dying after struggling to survive. That's kind of how I would describe this movie. It's a pretty depressing, but listen to this. This is the Anthropocene movie here.
The global seed vault up in the north of Norway.
Seed vault up in Norway. I'm going to skip ahead through this terribly depressing documentary called The Anthropocene. The global seed vault.
In this bunker, around 10,000 different types of seeds are kept at low temperature to prevent plant species that are important for our food supply from disappearing forever.
Well, at least they have a padlock on the door.
It safeguards our planet's biodiversity. These seeds will survive the Anthropocene.
There it is. So if you're listening right now and you're saying, I don't want to die, everybody. I don't know if I want to die early. Okay. Well, guess what? Good news is the executive order 14067 that fundamentally bans money doesn't go into effect until December 13th of 2022. So you got some time.
Got a couple of months.
Hey, everybody, you got some time. So what we need to do is we're kind of in that scene in Star Wars where they get trapped in the garbage disposal.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to stop it. You know, and it's like, R2-D2! You know, and he's like, I can't. You know, R2-D2 is trying to stop the trash compactor. That's where we're at right now. I mean, we are talking December 13th of 2022. So, Carter, if people do want to go to the Reawaken America Tour, they do want to request those tickets. Give a shout out to a couple of people that just reached out during the show here. And again, folks, if you use promo code InfoWars, we get you a discount on the VIP. And the next two people to buy tickets are going to get free VIP tickets with a backstage pass. They can come back and meet the speaker. So the next two people to buy using promo code InfoWars, who are the two that have requested so far in the show?
I have a couple here. So I have Denise, and it looks like from Oregon, but I don't
Denise.
Have a city.
Okay, Denise, yep.
All right.
Come
and
on now.
I have an Arlene.
Arlene,
looks like
baby.
California.
Come on, Arlene. So again, request those tickets at time2freeamerica.com. You can name your price. Again, you can name your price by going to time2freeamerica.com. You can request a ticket. Also, if you want a faster service, some people say, I want the fastest service. I want like the fast food service, but I want that high quality. I want to talk to that Carter guy right now, but I want it fast. So you just text the number on the cup. The number on the cup tells you what's up.
All right, so there it is. We gotta close out the show. Thanks for so much for coming on with us, Clay Clark. You know, it does feel a little bit like we're in a trash compactor. It also reminds me of Dr. Strangelove, How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb. They aren't trying to prevent the end of the world. They think they're going to be on top of the world once they end it. They're accelerating all of this, unless Clay Clark and others put a stop to it in the meantime. Thanks so much for joining us. This has been The American Journal. Stay tuned. The Alex Jones Show begins in 2 minutes.
So many people over the years have walked up to me randomly on the street and said, super male vitality is incredible. Why does it work so well? And the answer is very simple. It takes from Chinese medicine and other ancient traditions, known herbal compounds that boost libido, stamina, and energy, and it comes from cold-pressed herbs, so they're not boiling or heating up the herbs that are known to have these natural effects. It's cold-pressed. It's been sold out for 8 months or more. It's finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off Super Male Vitality. And it goes great with X2, which is also 25% off. But if you get both these products together, they're 40% off in a combo at InfoWarsStore.com. So X2 and Super Male Vitality, 40% off together or 25% off individually at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. Try it today.
Alex Jones expanded his broadcast by selling a line of products focused on healing from the toxic world of a corrupt system, which has allowed InfoWars to remain a free public broadcast to combat the dangerous lies of the mainstream media.
Alex Jones is patient zero for alternative facts.
Do you understand what I have said?
Yes, I believe what I said was true. So I don't.
Yes, you believe everything you say is true, but it isn't. Your beliefs do not make something true. That is what we're doing here.
There's going to be a large set of plaintiffs who are going to be dividing up the corpse of InfoWars in the bankruptcy estate.
The InfoWars audience has mobilized and awakened the world to the threat that is globalism. And with your continued support, we will keep going. Join us now and support the InfoWar.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's Tuesday, August 15th, the year of 2022.